It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
To do more bullshit.
Tell me, what's your case about?
Robbery.
Are you being accused of robbery?
Yep.
Tell me the story.
I robbed my own house.
What? How does that even work?
I don't know, man. The police just came to my house. That's it.
Okay, so you're at your own house, you took something, put it in your car, and then the cops got called because they said you robbed yourself.
Yep, pretty much.
That's crazy, man. So you're also gonna press charges against yourself?
Pretty much.
Well, hopefully you drop your own charges and then everything will be better.
I hear that.
Yeah. Ben. The thing about me, though, man, is I don't give up very easily, so I'm probably not going to drop these charges against myself. I'm planning on making it a long, expensive court battle.
It doesn't sound like a very clear case to me.
No.
I saw myself do it.
Yeah.
And I fingerprinted myself on the
I'm just at home, and the cops just showed up and arrested me for robbing my own house.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
It's hard being the victim and the perpetrator.
It is tough, but I think he's going to come out on top somehow.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I am now a newly uncle for my adopted nephew. That's it, yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, my brother and sister-in-law have adopted my nephew now, and we're here for the ceremony. It was awesome.
Okay, so what did that ceremony look like? It was like a marriage ceremony kind of thing?
No, it was an adoption ceremony.
What does that mean?
Judge basically asked him the questions, basically like, you're capable of taking care of this kid? Yes. Okay. You're now parents of him.
That's it? That's it. You just ask, can you take care of a kid? And you say yes, and then you're a parent now?
Absolutely.
That's really simple. I thought it was a longer process.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit more complicated than
apparently
that.
Not. Why aren't more people adopting? It's so easy.
Yeah, that is one lucky child.
You want to take care of this kid? Yep.
Yep.
Cool. Sure. Your kid now. Any paperwork I need to sign? Nope. Just go ahead. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
It's what you doing at the courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I had a prostitution case, so I had to come see my attorney. I got caught with advice. He offered me $200 for services, and I said yes, and he pulled out his badge and took me to jail.
Well, I mean, duh, right? I mean, what were you doing out there?
Well, I was on my way home, and he pulled over and offered that. I mean, who wouldn't take that offer? So I took the offer.
Now, when he said services, what did you think he meant by that?
It could have been anything. I mean,
what if he asked you to go fix his kitchen sink?
Awesome. $200? That's awesome.
You would have done that?
I would have done that.
Any services?
I would have done $200 to get my nails and feet, eyebrows, eyelashes in, and probably a new pair of shoes.
Ooh, see, but this is going to be bad, because if you do all that stuff to you, you're going to look cute, and next time you're walking down the street again, someone else is going to pull over thinking you're a prostitute.
Well, it is what it is, and hey, it could be what it be.
It is what it is, and it could be what it be.
You know what?
Wise.
I've been wasting money on, like, people to come clean my house and everything. I bet you I could get it done a lot cheaper if I started hiring prostitutes.
Because
they're for hire for services, right? Like, it doesn't have to be what you're thinking.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's really good at plumbing.
Yeah.
So
I guarantee she
I want
is.
You to get real dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some pipes that need to be cleaned.
No, really, though.
Like, my bathroom is clogged.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah.
So what you doing at the courthouse? We're going to the courthouse and just ask a very simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, so here we came to help these guys out with what they're doing with the. We came to help them because they help us, because they help us out.
Okay, who's them and who's us?
I'm new to this. I only have a week, so I haven't even been here for that long.
So you're out here in front of the courthouse holding up a sign. Do you know what the sign says?
Yeah, I know what the sign says.
All right, and what does it say?
Oh, this one right here? No, I didn't read it.
Oh, you're holding up a sign and you don't even know what it. Okay, all right, what does it say?
Okay, hold on. Let me see really quick. And then, organized workers for labor solidarity.
All right, and do you know what that means?
What it says, right? I still don't know.
I have no idea. I'm out here protesting, but I really don't know for what.
Talk about an activist.
Yeah.
He really has a message that he wants to get out to the world from somebody that he doesn't really know. Yeah. But that's okay.
Someone just walked up and gave him a sign. He's like, sure, I'll protest for it.
Do I get free donuts if I do this?
It's my first day. I don't know how this works.
What do you expect from me?
Yeah.
You don't expect everybody to nail it right away, right? So anyway, make sure you go out and vote for something.
Yeah, but maybe.
No, sick kids. No, I don't know what I'm out here for. So what you doing at the courthouse? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.